You're listening to the Closing Market Report from Illinois Public Media. It is a Wednesday afternoon. I'm U of I Extension's Todd Gleason. Drew Lerner joins us on this fourth day of January. Hey, Drew, thanks so much. I hope you're looking forward to the whole of 2017.
Absolutely, I am. The weather is ever-changing, so who knows what the old ball game's going to present this year.
Are there any interesting events we should be aware of in South America?
Well, at the moment, we are dealing with some interesting weather in Argentina in particular. You know, we had flooding in late October, caused some delays in the planting that occurred in Argentina. Everyone was worried we weren't going to get the crop in. Then all of a sudden, it went dry for 3 weeks. And we got rid of all the surplus moisture, and then it got too dry, and everybody was starting to worry again that the crop was going to fail because it wasn't raining. Then in the last 10 days, we've gone back the other way, and now we've got too much moisture, and it's flooding again. So Argentina, even though their weather has never been so extreme that the crops have failed, it certainly hasn't had ideal weather. And the bottom line is that they are losing some yield potential. It is too wet right now in Argentina. It will stay that way for another 10 days. And then we're talking about the heart of corn and soybean country there. So it will be interesting to see how they come out of this in the end. I do think it will get a little better across Argentina as we get towards mid-month. Now, in Brazil's weather kind of flip-flopped around a little bit, too, when Argentina switched gears here recently. Now we've got some dryness going on in northeastern Brazil in the states of Bahia and northern portions of Minas Gerais and a couple of other spots, while the rest of the country is still in pretty good shape, and the majority of the corn and soybeans that are produced in Brazil are actually in the center, west, and southern portions of the country. So we really haven't hurt Brazil very much, although certainly a lot of press is being given to the dryness in the northeast. But when you step back and look at the big picture, it's still going to be a big crop there.
And looking forward, do you see many changes in their weather conditions over the next 2 weeks?
I think for the most part, it's going to be status quo for the next week to 10 days. After that, we may bring some rain back to the northeast part of Brazil and may start to dry down some of the southern areas just a tad. But I am not looking for a major problem in any of the major crop areas in Brazil, at least not through the majority of January.
Here in the United States, it's January, and lo and behold, it's cold.
Yes, it is. This weekend, it will be one of the colder weeks. We do expect to see temperatures dropping down into the single digits through a big part of the Midwest, the Central Plains. We'll see sub-zero readings as far south as Colorado again and parts of western Nebraska. Snow cover is going to be somewhat questionable in hard red winter wheat country, but once again, I think we'll have just enough snow out there to cover the crown of those plants and to keep them from going under with a winter kill situation. I don't think that will happen. Most of the soft wheat in the lower Midwest isn't going to be cold enough to cause any permanent damage, so we're okay there. We're actually a little bit concerned about Florida because it may get cold enough for some freezes to work their way down into northern citrus country early next week. And at the moment, I'm not ready to jump all over that. I don't think it's going to turn out to be a damaging event, but certainly it's going to be nippy in Florida. First time this year, it's been really very warm there for the last few months.
Drew Lerner is with World Weather Incorporated in Kansas City, joins us on this Wednesday edition of the Closing Market Report.